Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 29, 1804. Still nothing remarkable. As described yesterday, Captain Clark's entries this week are sparsely worded and amount to merely keeping track of the weather. Clark jots down today.
The frost fell last night nearly a quarter of an inch deep and continued to fall until the sun was of some height. The mercury stood this morning at 9 degrees below zero, which is not considered cold as the changes take place gradually without long intermissions. A number of Indians here. Captain William Clark, December 29, 1804.
Yep, that's pretty much it. So, as promised, an introduction to the second of the expedition's blacksmiths, Alexander Willard. His biography is not quite as glowing as that of John Shields, but he must have done something right, for he lived a long and productive life. He married Eleanor MacDonald in 1807 and raised a family of 7 sons, one named Lewis and another Clark, and 5 daughters. Here's a little of his background, taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Tubbs and Jenkinson. Willard, Alexander Hamilton, 1778 to 1865. Private. Born in New Hampshire, but lived in Kentucky and served under Captain Amos Stoddard in 1800. Joined the Corps on January 1, 1804. His skills as a blacksmith, gunsmith, and hunter aided in the overall success of the expedition. Fashioning battle axes and other weapons, the 3 blacksmiths, Willard, Bratton, and Shields, exchanged these items with the natives for much-needed corn. In one memorable incident, Willard was court-martialed for, according to Lewis, lying down and sleeping on his post whilst a sentinel on the night of the 11th of July, 1804. To this charge, the prisoner pleads guilty of lying down and not guilty of going to sleep. The captains sentence him to 100 lashes on his bare back, to be administered over a period of 4 days. He must have learned his lesson and performed admirably thereafter, as he was one of the 3 men nominated to replace Sergeant Floyd. Willard died at the age of 87, the second to the last surviving member of the expedition. Tomorrow, the last of the blacksmiths.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.